Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Scarbury. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey strikes out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Pryor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Nordhagen scores. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Hargrove moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hargrove tags and scores. Bonds tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Naiarodny moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to home to get Naiarodny. Bannister moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Bannister scores. Squires moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a fly ball towards center. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Hassey moves to third. Cox moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to home to get Hasse. Cox moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to third. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Hasse and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hasse bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta bunts in front of the plate. Hassie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Kuiper covering, for the double play. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove is hit by the pitch. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Hargrove moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hargrove moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Bonds scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hassie reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Ed Farmer now pitching. Dave Rosello pinch hits for Ted Cox. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing third base. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing left field. Victor Cruz now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 4 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.